On February 16th, the Drescher Center for the Humanities at the University of Maryland, Baltimore County, will host a humanities forum discussing how humans have changed an Australian environment. Tim Noe, professor of visual arts and director of the Center for Innovation, Research, and Creativity in the Arts at UMBC, spent 9 years researching Australia's Botany Bay.
I was initially drawn to Botany Bay, just south of Sydney, Australia, because it marked the first meeting place between Indigenous Australians and European explorers led by Captain James Cook. Today, Botany Bay stands in the Australian consciousness like Plymouth Rock, and like that spot, it also marks the wave of devastation of Aboriginal people lost to disease, warfare, the separation of families, and the animus of racism. The survival of the Gwigal, Dharawal, and Bidigal people of Botany Bay, who have inhabited the area for 30,000 years, is an amazing story of resilience as they continue to care for their home country and keep their dreaming stories alive. Over the course of 9 years, I have walked along blue-green waters, towering sand dunes gouged by mining, wading bird habitat polluted by mercury, mangroves and salt marshes, forest and heaths, astonishing sandstone sea cliffs, and streets dividing oil refineries from suburbs. All the while, I made photos, recorded sound and interviews, searched archives and eBay for puzzle pieces to a complex story about a fascinating place. My exhibit, Sounding Botany Bay, the product of my explorations, is about human stewardship, movement, and time. The fates of modern Australia and the United States have been intertwined since the American Revolutionary War. After the young American colonies wrested independence from Britain, English, Irish, and Scottish prisoners held in the Crown's jails could no longer be shipped abroad and were transported to a new penal colony established at Botany Bay. Jets now fly along invisible vectors traced across the globe, from Baltimore to Sydney, in 24 jet-lagged hours. This fast pace of travel would be unimaginable to a Gwigal woman fishing from a Nawi canoe or James Cook on board the Endeavour. Australian historian Maria Nugent observed, "History is always being written, and in this exhibition I applied the lens of the humanities to read the marks written by humans directly on the landscape." On the northern shore of Botany Bay, Dreamtime rock engravings were marked in sandstone 2 kilometers from where satellites now map the 3 huge runways of Australia's busiest international airport. A rapidly expanding port serves deep-water container ships that follow GPS-tracked trade lines between Botany Bay and destinations on every continent. Sydney, a truly global city, now speaks over 250 languages. All the while, Dharawal knowledge keepers, like Les Bursell, work to keep his people's ancient language alive. This great influx of commerce and people all flow through a broad, shallow bay on an ancient, dry, and fire-swept continent, teeming with biodiversity that once astounded the botanist on Captain Cook's mission. The unique lens of the humanities allows us to bring these complex markings of place, time, and movement into focus.
You can learn more about the Botany Bay at the Humanities Forum on February 16th. Information about the forum can be found at dreschercenter.umbc.edu. The Maryland Humanities Council is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by the Maryland Humanities Council for WIPR. For the Maryland Humanities Council, I'm Phoebe Stein.